ready to party. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. I think
I might make them.
I think Lisa's pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I just said that I feel like banana buckwheat pancakes. I have a craving. That's what I want. I need to find where I can get some. Mm-hmm. I know you can get buckwheat flour now from the regular supermarkets.
Yeah, okay. Here's the best of today's show, please. Enjoy it.
Those two girls.
Woo! That was me trying to perk us up because Lise and I are both germ bags still this morning.
We kind of are, aren't we? But I have a great story to perk us up, Sarah.
Okay.
More than your woo!
I've got to stop doing that. I've noticed it's becoming a bit of a habit. That's my default, like yours is, it's Wednesday.
I haven't done it's, that
no,
in a
you
while.
Haven't.
Anyway. No,
it was the new opener. When we started playing a new opener, Lee's lost her footing.
Yeah, and I think I have too. I miss the, look, I'm going to say it. I miss the old one. But we've got to move with the times. That's progress, Scott.
Wow.
Okay.
Guys, a loved up couple took themselves off on a picnic date. By a pond or a lake or a body of water in Florida. A lot goes down in Florida. Now, when they had their backs turned on their beautiful picnic spread.
I know where this is going to go.
A hungry alligator. Now, remember that alligators are much smaller than our Aussie crocs, okay? So don't be alarmed. I mean, look, they can do damage, but they can be quite small and nimble. Hungry alligator jumped up onto the picnic blanket, gobbled up an entire bowl of their guacamole, a block of cheese, half a watermelon, and then swam back into his little pond.
So I guess he had some crocamole.
Are you actually a dad and not a mum with your dad jokes?
Funny? I've never been scared of alligators.
What?
Well, this is one of Sarah's theories,
right,
which makes no sense.
I'm very scared of crocodiles, but alligators not so much, because I remember reading that a human can hold an alligator's jaws shut with their bare hands. And I thought, right, if I'm ever in Florida and I'm on a picnic and that happens, no drama. Just hold its mouth shut with my bare hands.
Producer Aaron, can you get in contact with Australia Zoo and find out if they have alligators?
Oh, my God. Please, can we it's like Sarah V. Alligator. And this will be the greatest radio stunt of all times, because she won't even get in the bloody enclosure when she sees it.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about that. Crocodiles scare the bejesus out of me, but an alligator.
You know what
I think it's an inferior cousin.
You know what I want to do? What? I want to get in that glass cage where they lower the glass cage into the crocodile water.
No way.
At like one
in
of those
Darwin,
zoos.
Crocosaurus Cove or whatever it is.
Yes, and then you see the monsters of the deep swim around you. I reckon I would do it. I'm all into it.
Wow. No,
I actually think I would have a heart attack. I've mulled over this for many a year of my
life.
And I think if I saw a croc or a shark perched up next to me, I would be dead meat. My heart would just be like, you're gone. And it's a free feed for them.
All right. Organise a cage, organise a shark.
Lizzie, you know I'm a huge fan of Facebook Marketplace. I really get a lot of joy out of trawling through what people have for sale. And I have bought a few bargains on there. I've got a great set of lamps. Mm-hmm. I've bought some cool artworks and a chair, a really interesting chair that I had refurbished. So it's fun. Okay?
Yes, it is. You can get some good stuff.
But my eyes were wide open when I read a story about a lady called Tammy.
Tammy.
Now, Tammy's from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And Tammy listed something for sale on Facebook Marketplace, which eventually ended up violating their community standards. She was selling a slightly used pair of breast implants.
Mm.
Yes, that's right.
Secondhand.
Yes, she said they had low miles. They were a size D, and she'd recently upgraded. So she was prepared to sell both of them together for $200, or she would sell them separately for $100.
Hold on, but you cannot. I'm assuming that you cannot buy secondhand implants, take them to a surgeon and have those implanted.
I would assume they need a fresh pair out of
the package. So who's buying them?
I don't know.
Who's her target market?
I have no idea. All I know is that she ended up selling them. And perhaps it was because she assured them they came from a smoke-free, pet-free, clean home.
That's good.
Yeah, that's important.
Well, what, in her chest cavity? No pets in there, babe.
No. Like. So she sold them. But then I started looking, thinking of the weird things I have seen on Facebook Marketplace in Australia. I mean, people do sell underwear on there.
Okay, but in a dodgy way?
Well, no, but in like, here's a G-string for sale.
No.
Yes, I am not kidding. I've just seen them this morning while I was knowing I was going to talk about this. G-strings for sale. I would also add things that I don't understand are selling half-burned candles. Like $5, half-burned candles.
Hold on. Are they like glasshouse ones? Are they like the good ones?
Would you buy a half, the scented ones that normally cost $50?
Yeah.
Some of them are, but still... Why? Why would you do that? And there was even a used toilet on there this morning when I was looking. A used loo. Wow.
Yeah, but what do you mean? People buy used toilets all the time.
No, not a port-a-loo. Like a toilet from a hut. What? I don't know why you would buy somebody else's used loo deliberately.
I mean, I wouldn't
want
They're
to, not that expensive. You can go to Bunnings and get one for a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, I know, but people who are renovating might not have a couple of hundred bucks.
A used toilet. I'd find the budget.
It.
I'd sell sneeze videos, which we'll be talking about later in the show, to get the money.
A callback to a joke before the joke was made?
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah, right.
God damn it, Sarah. There was, however, I did see there was a box of tissues for sale, which you and I could probably both do with.
I'd buy that. How much do they want for it?
$250. Tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have a nasty habit of falling over in front of crowds.
Still?
Still. Okay. So it happened to me on Sunday afternoon after I'd spent the entire day watching my eldest girl play at a netball carnival. So we'd been outside all day watching these kids being athletic and slightly uncoordinated in a beautiful way. And as we'd packed up the marquees and were trotting back to the car, I placed my foot between, sort of in that division between where the grass meets the footpath.
Yes.
And my ankle rolled. And I could feel it happening in slow motion. And I tumbled down from my sky high height and like a sack of potatoes hit the footpath hard on my bum. So, I mean, really, it had a soft landing. But as I landed, I let out a, "Whoa!" That just came out. I don't even know how that came out of my body. And my girl was like, "Mum, are you okay?" And I looked up at her and said, "Yes, I think so." And then an entire netball team came over, including the mums. "Are you okay? Are you right?" I said, "Yes, I'm fine." And God bless. You know what people are so giving? They're like, "Oh, I hate it when I do that." And I think, do you? Do you still fall over as an adult?
I just wish people wouldn't come over. Like, if you fall, just pretend I am a tree in a forest and nobody ever saw it.
Because there's that weird, like, you end up doing that weird kind of embarrassed laugh.
Absolutely.
Which is unlike any laugh that ever comes out of your body until you fall. I'm fine. When you really want to cry, okay?
Well, you hurt.
I hurt my ankle. I rolled it. So I went home, put it on ice, but was fine. But it was my pride that was hurt. It's always in front of people. The last time I stacked it was on a busy street. It was a Saturday night. The cinemas were packed and I was crossing the pedestrian crossing. Okay? Cars were stopped either side. I had a pair of gold sandals on and a long flowing maxi dress. And as I stepped onto the pedestrian crossing, my sandals caught on my maxi dress and I went down, hit my head on the back of the, my back of the head on the curb.
Oh my.
Right? That's how far. I hadn't even got to the middle of the bloody crossing. And then had to get up while everyone in the cars were watching me, sticking their head out. They went, "Are you right, love?
Oh,
are you right?"
No.
Yes, and I literally had tears streaming down my face. That one, yes, I'm fine. I have a minor head injury, but I am fine. I don't know if this just happens to me, but I don't. Let's open the phones on this. 13 10 60. When did you fall over? Do
as
you still
an adult?
Fall over as an adult?
I don't believe I do. No, I think we need to get you checked.
Remember that other time before we were doing one of our shows and we were walking back to the car park?
Oh, yes, you fell then too,
and
Sarah.
All of a sudden we were between cars and I just dropped, went down, and you started laughing. You thought I was playing some kind of weird hide-and-go-seek game. And I'd ripped through my jeans. There was blood.
But also, if people fall, I do not come and ask them if they're okay. I just laugh. I just laugh because I feel like they're laughing too. And it's funny when people fall over. It just, unless they've really injured themselves. This but is, I will laugh at you.
I mean,
and
I had injured
you.
Myself that time. I had grazed my chin, Lees, when I was with you. I had bloody knees. I had to hobble on stage that night, remember?
I thought you'd broken your nose.
Yeah, you thought I'd chipped and teeth chipped and we had to go to the hospital. So I would say I was injured and you were still laughing.
I still laughed.
Because this is actually a real thing I've just realised. I've never realised this until right now. Once you hit about the age of 12, 13, if you still fall over regularly, like if you have a list of times you've fallen over since the age of 12,
yeah,
that you're an adult faller over.
Yeah, and I mean, and say I am totally fine. I don't have any underlying condition. I'm just a clumsy tall person.
Yeah, you are clumsy.
And I fall.
13, 10, 60, are you an adult fall overer?
Boom. Where's Sarah? She's down on the cement, having rolled her ankle.
I think it speaks of uncoordination.
It is an uncoordination
thing. When I was a teenager and I was really just going through that adolescence and, like, you know, I was like a baby giraffe.
Yeah.
And I would fall over all the time. I'd drop jugs of water. I just was super clumsy with my limbs, you know, but I grew out of that.
But I seem to fall in really bad places too. Another time at a work event, I was going up to the buffet table, again wearing new slippery sandals on a wooden floor, fell, clipped my chin and jaw on the trestle table on the way down, and then was henceforth known as the girl who fell over at the Christmas party.
Oh, Sarah.
See, this is the thing. I'm 38 years old and I'm still clumsy and falling over. It's not okay.
Let's hear from other people to make you feel a little better.
You.
Mel on 131060, are you an adult faller overer?
Well, I was on the weekend.
Oh,
come sit by me on the ground, Melissa, and talk me through what happened.
Well, I was on a girls' weekend away with some girlfriends, and we were at a restaurant out for lunch. We had realised that we should have brought our wine from our hotel room, so I went to go and get that, and I tripped on a stair that wasn't existing, and... Oh. I basically almost landed in a woman's meal, so I almost headbutted up.
Oh, and what did your friends do, Melissa?
Did they laugh or did they commiserate?
No. They were in hysterics. One just had her head on the table and couldn't, I don't know if she was breathing, she was in laughing that much. I was nearly wetting myself up.
I mean, that's what friends are for.
Yeah, that's right. The other one was a little bit more concerned, but the lady that was having the date with this man was not impressed at all. I think he thought I was drunk.
And you're like, no, I'm just clumsy.
Well, I've had a message come through to us on Instagram at Lees and Sarah that says one way to find out if you are old is to fall down in front of a lot of people. If they laugh, you're still young. If they panic and start running to you, you're old. So, Melissa, you're in the clear. Kristen on 131060, do you still trip over as an adult?
I do, a lot, actually. I'm nearly 6'1" as a girl, and I have legs as long as the Vegas Mile, and I don't know where to put them half the time. Mm-hmm. My most recent one was I was out trying to check the creepy crawly in the pool, and I tripped over my own feet and went head first into the pool. Freezing cold water. Oh. I come up for air and the dog's like, let me save you, and jumps in after me. And I'm like, you are the worst animal in the world right now.
Tripped over your own feet.
That's
and into the pool.
Feet. What a solid effort, Kristen. Thanks for your call.
I think it's a tall person thing. I'm not as tall as Kristen. I'm 5'11". But, you know, I feel her pain. Yeah. Anita on 131060. Do you fall over as an adult?
Yes, I do, but I'm only 5'3", so not necessarily tall by any means.
Yes.
Now, mine backstory, we were going to see Avengers, the last one, first night it's opened. Yeah. I'm in a cat onesie because I'm dressed like Goose from Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Dressed in a cat onesie, fall down some concrete stairs in front of the cinema, tumble the whole way down dressed as a cat.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, means I'm getting so many jokes about, I thought cats
cats always landed on their feet.
Of course.
You know, and that's not helpful. That's not helpful when you've tumbled down a set of stairs and to be having wisecracks spied at you.
At 5 foot three, that's just a little furball tumbling down the stairs, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, you know, kitten falling downstairs. Mm. I'm getting lots of jokes. It was just so funny.
Yeah, that's one of your nine lives gone. Well, I do feel a lot better. Thank you to everyone who told me I'm not the lone tripper overer.
You just watch. She'll fall down the stairs on the way to the car park.
Lise, you have been sneezing non-stop for about 2 days now, but I found something that will perk you up.
Okay.
It's a story that's hit the news about a young Welsh lass, mm-hmm. a uni student who's managed to pay off her debt selling sneeze fetish videos.
Oh, God.
What?
Yes.
How is that a... What?
Hang on. Excuse me.
We are a picture of health.
Sorry.
A sneeze fetish.
Yes, basically, she was an art student at uni and she filmed herself sneezing as part of an art assignment.
Okay.
And then she uploaded that clip to YouTube and it just went bonkers. And she realised that there was a market for sneeze fetish videos.
No.
Now, she has received between the Aussie equivalent of $150 to $200 per clip.
Hold on. Is she doing anything untoward?
No,
while she's sneezing.
No.
She's just sneezing.
And now she gets requests from people to go and sneeze in certain places.
No.
Yeah, dead serious. And she can sneeze up to 11 times in 5 minutes. And she reckons she's got an allergy to bright light. So if she just looks at a bright light,
she can sneeze.
And she's got
sneezing.
Like a little tickler for her nostril. And that sits her off as well. So... do you think there's a market while you've got...
Scotty!
That was legit. That wasn't
Scotty.
Even an acted sneeze.
There
good
you
on
go.
You.
One for you
I'd
guys.
Pay 50 cents for that one. Certainly not $150. But, I mean, how long have you got with this head cold left? Maybe 3 days?
I hope less.
Do you think we should put up some videos maybe on Instagram of you sneezing? People tell us how much they'd pay.
And what, do we
sneeze?
Set up a paywall?
Maybe.
And people can like... pay with their PayPal
give you PayPal
accounts.
Account because that's what they've been doing for this girl. She gives them her PayPal details.
I don't know.
Gets the request.
I'm not going to judge anyone on anything, but I had never heard, Sarah, of a sneeze
no,
fetish.
Well, look, not neither had she, but apparently she was earning more doing her videos than she was working in a part-time art gallery, so hello, Art Chu.
Someone bring me, like, some pepper.
Well, it would be interesting while you've got the cold to film you.
I'll try.
And put it on YouTube and see if it just gets a lot of hits.
You're such a violent sneezer, though.
I am a violent sneezer.
It's a whole body
that.
Explosion
Look,
with
I'll
you.
Try, I'll try today to film myself sneezing. I'll put it up on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah and you guys tell me if I can make a buck off this. I'm so down for it.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Did you crave anything bizarre when
yes.
you had young men inside you?
Scott McDonald.
Your
that is
son.
Not I'm called
in
HR.
In utero, your son.
That is not Sarah, come to my defense for the love of God.
I'm too busy vomiting.
Did you crave
Scott
anything
McDonald.
As a pregnant woman?
Yes, we've already been through this. I craved very strange things. Most strange of all was dried seaweed.
Oh.
I ate like bags and bags of it.
I suspect there is something in that old kids' rhyme, sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made of. Slugs and snails and puppy dog tails, that's what little, whatever that one is about the boys. Because everyone I know who was pregnant with boys really seemed to crave the odd, savory or unusual things, whereas I like was just chocolate.
But I feel like that's you two in a nutshell, though. Like, I feel like,
yeah,
Lise eats more savory, whereas you eat more sweet.
That I agree. I just needed like potato chips, very salty ones, heads of iceberg lettuce.
I mean, see, that is weird to me.
So
heads
weird.
Of iceberg, not the chips, but heads of
iceberg lettuce
is bizarre.
Dane would have freaked out the day he came home and you're like, bring me some more heads.
Yeah, more lettuce to mama. Yeah.
So weird. Guys, I need you to film me sneezing now. I feel the pressure.
of sneezing or you're about to sneeze?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Look, guys, hopefully we'll do better tomorrow.
Enjoy your day.
I won't say be better, just do better.
Do better.
Okay, bye.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.